Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Did you know there are more Tibetans who live in Toronto, Canada than any other place in the world outside of Tibet? Well, for that reason, Corey McTague and his family have moved to Canada. They tried to reach Tibetans. Of course, you can't get into Tibet as a missionary, so they're working there in Toronto, reaching Tibetans and many other people as well. And Brother Corey says, did all these people come out for soup? That was the question the pastor of my sending church, Jason Watford, asked me on the phone after our latest church event, Soup Sunday. During the long winters, we try to have church events to keep our people encouraged. We decided to have a Soup Sunday. We made plans for a simple church social for our church people, and we were very surprised that we had a record attendance as regulars and visitors crowded in for Soup Sunday. This was only one of the record-breaking days that we have had this winter. Well, we rejoice in that and praise the Lord that they're reaching their community there. Okay, Brother McTague says, every winter, our church puts on a tropical Sunday. We have a tropical theme meal. We encourage everyone to dress in bright colors. Our focus is on joy and encouragement. In leading up to this event, our people work to distribute winter encouragement packages our church put together. And, of course, these include gospel tracts, a tropical Sunday invitation, and a New Testament. They were all encouraged in having this opportunity to reach out through love and kindness to those in their lives. We have found in Canada that it takes a prolonged effort to see someone come to Christ. On average, it takes 1 to 5 years for someone to get saved. So when we're able to help provide another avenue for people to plant seeds in the lives of those for whom they have burdens, it encourages their hearts. And through this program, we were able to put Bibles into the hands of coworkers and friends and lost children. And we know for sure that some of them have been reading the Bibles that they were given. We're encouraged by how God is working in our people and the loss they come in contact with. Pastor Robert Wall of Faithway Baptist Church in Ajax, Ontario, was our guest speaker. Every year on Tropical Sunday, it's an event to which everyone looks forward. As the event setup started, college students from my Bible college class and church members decked out the auditorium in tropical decor. We set out 54 chairs and loaded tables with food. As some of you who minister in cultures that aren't time-sensitive will understand, my uncertainty grew when we started services with about 15 people in the room. But no one would imagine that before the day was over, we would have a record attendance of 51 and 6 first-time visitors. This is a mile marker of attendance that I personally have been praying for 18 months. It was a wonderful day of fellowship and encouragement. Two of those visitors have already returned. Well, the McTagues represent a group of missionaries who feel called to reach a certain group of people, and God's given them the place to do that. But even though you're there to reach a certain group of people, the burden's for everyone. And Canada is a very multicultural, multi-ethnic place. Not so long ago, I preached there in a French-speaking church, and most of the people in the church service were not originally from Canada at all. So pray for the McTagues as they minister there in Toronto.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.